Welcome. You are listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. Thank you for taking a money moment out of your day to listen and learn as we share tips to help navigate everyday financial life. Your host today is Dr. Jennifer Hunter, an Associate Extension Professor for Family Finance and Resource Management at the University of Kentucky.
Hello, and welcome to podcast episode number 12, where we're going to continue our conversation about shopping your local farmer's market by talking about how to plan your farmer's market shopping list. As you might remember, on the last episode, we discussed budget tips for shopping your local farmer's market. One of those was developing your shopping list prior to going to the market. Today, we are going to discuss that more in detail. Summer is a prime time for shopping at your local farmer's market. From early May to late October, the farmer's market is a great place to find fresh fruit and vegetables, and shopping locally is a great way to ensure that you are buying the highest quality produce and food products while supporting your local community. Shopping seasonally at your local farmer's market will provide you with the opportunity to cook fruits and vegetables that are at their peak, leaving the recipes bursting with flavor. Additionally, many market vendors enjoy answering questions and providing recommendations about the food that they are selling, which allows you the chance to learn more about the foods that you are consuming. Because of the extensive selection of fruits, vegetables, and other local food products at your farmer's market, it may be tempting to stray from your shopping list. However, planning a shopping list in advance of your shopping trip will help you avoid overbuying and exceeding your food budget. Today, we're going to discuss several tips for planning your farmer's market shopping list. First, know your seasons. Learn more about your favorite fruits and vegetables before planning a trip to the farmer's market. Doing so can help guarantee that you are eating your favorite local produce when it tastes best, is most readily available, and is least expensive. Also, be sure to learn about the ideal color, size, and texture of the fruits and vegetables that you are planning on purchasing. Do your homework. Before heading to the market, look to see if your local market posts a listing early in the week about which fruits, vegetables, and local food products will be available. Use listings like these to plan your weekly meals and write your shopping list. You may also check with the market manager to see if they have a listserv for emails that are sent out on a weekly basis to let you know which vendors will be at the market. Have fun browsing. When you arrive at the farmer's market with your list in hand, make an initial loop around the vendors to see what is being offered and at what price. Some booths may contain higher quality produce at a lower price. Get to know your local vendors. As you plan summer shopping trips, get to know the market vendors. They will usually share information about what they are growing and when it will be available. As you develop a relationship with the market vendors, they will often hold special foods back for you or let you know the week ahead what might be available so that you're certain to get there in time to get your favorite pick of produce. Go early. If you have a specific list of products that you are hoping to buy, go early in the day. Due to the hot summer season, many shoppers often go early in the morning when it is cooler outside. You will find the best selection of produce early in the day. But remember, you might also get the best deals late in the day if vendors have produce left and do not want to haul it back home. Try something new. Consider leaving space in your budget and on your shopping list to try something new. Do not be afraid to ask the market vendors for a sample or to ask questions. Market vendors are often excited to share their knowledge of recipes, recommendations, and cooking tips. This is especially fun to do with our kiddos. Sometimes I like to tell them that they might have between $3 to $5 to pick something at the market that we're going to take home and try in a new recipe. It's a great way to get them to branch out and to try some new fruits and vegetables. Be willing to pass up on some items on your list. Avoid buying produce with any signs of bruising, tears, or soft spots. Produce that is overripe will spoil easily and may leave you throwing out food. As you might remember in the previous episode, we discussed buying seconds as a great budget tip while shopping your farmer's market. In the case of buying seconds, you may be picking out then produce that is a little bruised or a little overripe or has some soft spots. And in that case, as long as you know what you're buying and you have a plan to use it in the near future, then that is okay. Be sure to keep these considerations in mind when planning your trip to the farmer's market. Shopping with a list is a great way to ensure that you will get everything needed for your weekly cooking needs while avoiding overspending. Remember that you will have the largest selection earlier in the day, but will likely get the best prices later in the day. While you are at the farmer's market, start thinking about your future shopping trips. Ask the market vendors about what they plan on selling in the coming weeks so that you can take advantage of the best deals. Before you know it, you will be an expert farmer's market buyer. I really hope that you're encouraged to get out and shop your local farmer's market this summer. And please join us for our next episode where we transition from talking about shopping tips for your local farmer's market to the ins and outs of warehouse shopping.
Striving to help military families balance both life and their checkbook. Thank you for listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or show topic idea, leave a like and comment on Facebook at MFLN Personal Finance. You can learn more about the eXtension Military Families Learning Network at militaryfamilies.extension.org.